Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. You're getting two episodes from me today. But it is the start of the next Commit 6 intake, which is why I'm doing this, because I want to set the tone for people that are starting. And hey, if you're listening and you're not starting with us, I mean, that's okay. You can still sign up for today, esgfitness.co.uk/commit. But this will also be useful for you if you're trying to improve yourself in any way, because we approach things a little bit differently on Commit to Six. It's fundamentally a self-improvement program disguised as a fat loss program, because for a lot of people, feeling your best requires losing a bit of fat. And it's in the process of that that, sorry, or more to the point, it's the process of that that results in this self-improvement. What do I mean by that? As in getting control of your eating behaviors, especially if you've been struggling with it for a long time, has a huge impact on your quality of life. Showing up for yourself, increasing your exercise. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that improves your health more than exercise. Like, it is phenomenal the impact it will have on your health. So even if the only thing that you do is increase the amount of exercise that you're doing, then you'll have this huge impact on your health. The improved way that you're fueling yourself with healthy, nutritious food in the right amounts and not beating yourself up for enjoying the odd indulgence here and there, and the giving up on trying to be perfect and instead embracing imperfect action. I could go on, but like, these are all the things that you're going to get on Commit 6. And once you've been here for a while, you realize that it's so much more than just diet and exercise and losing a bit of fat. It's a completely different mindset. It is fundamentally, how do we make you feel your best? It's self-improvement in it, like, in its core. And this results in, ultimately, a better life that you enjoy more, with increased energy, elevated mood, and ultimately you are happier and more successful as a byproduct. And I got this feedback from a committed member today, and she said, Commit to Six has been completely incredible. I've not weighed myself at all. I've got stronger and I've clearly lost fat. I've journaled 97% of the time, which is very specific, but I love it. And she says she's only missed about 10 morning routines. So by the way, just she's been with us, I think, about 8 months now. So not like 10 times in 6 weeks, but like over that full course. She says, I work out 4 times a week. Resistance training is my newly developed home gym. And I do at least 10,000 steps a day, usually more. I get up at 5:30 and I have so much energy because I'm fueling my body with protein and fruit and veg as a priority. I eat with my kids in the evening and I'm certainly not on a quote unquote diet. I've not put on any weight in 8 months and I cannot tell you how incredible that is for me as a classic yo-yo dieter. And I am furiously proud of myself. And so am I. But actually, that feeling of being proud of yourself. I said I was going to do this stuff. I said I was going to make these improvements. I'm feeling the benefit to all of them, and I'm so proud that I stuck to it. That's the impact I want to have. That's how I want you all to feel. And after years of yo-yo dieting, finally doing this is so freeing and has this hugely profound impact on your quality of life and your enjoyment of life, and this huge element of your brain energy that's now not caught up on just thinking about dieting and just thinking about food and just stressing about these things. Now you actually have the capacity to be present and enjoy your life without that stress. And what I actually came on to talk about, because it wasn't exactly that, but I have spent a lot of time this weekend reading applications for Commit to Six. And what I noticed this intake is that this vibe came up quite a lot of, in fact, this is a direct quote, I know it's shallow, but I want to lose weight because I want to look and feel better. Now, that's not shallow. And there's almost this air of like feeling guilty about wanting to look good, or feeling the need to justify wanting to look good. And it's not shallow to want to look and feel your best. And when I say best, that's defined by you, because it's your perception that matters, right? How do you feel your best? How do you want to look? That'll be different for everybody. It's insane that we've gone from feeling like guilt and shame around being overweight to feeling guilt and shame about wanting to lose weight. Like, as a woman, like, you literally can't win, right? There's all this diet culture messaging, which was horrendous. And then there's also all this anti-diet messaging, which is also horrendous. And you're like, you're almost not allowed to change anymore. And this is where, again, you need to stop trying to please everybody else and just focus on, what do you want your life to look like? How do you want to feel? It doesn't have to impact anybody else. This is up to you. You only get one life. And again, there is nothing wrong with wanting to look and feel your best. I certainly do. It also doesn't have to mean that you hate yourself, which I think is often an underlying like narrative with the anti-diet messaging of like, if someone wants to change, they must absolutely hate themselves at the moment. No. You can simply change because you want to feel better, because you're like, I deserve to feel better. Or maybe you want a bit of a challenge. Like, to me, self-improvement is a good thing, right? It's kind of the point of life in many ways. Like, if you're done and you're like, I'm the finished product, like, there's actually nothing I could do to better myself in any way, then, I don't know, life's a bit boring, isn't it? Like, there's always something. And that's exciting. And it's not because you're not incredible as you are. And in regards to fat loss, like, your body fat certainly doesn't define you. It's just some excess energy, right? But if you want to feel better, like, or if you're like, I feel quite good, but I could feel even better. What if you could be happier, healthier, fitter, more confident? What if you see it as a challenge, as a positive challenge, not because you hate yourself now, but because you want to feel your best and you want to see how you can feel and you want to see what you can do with your body? Approach diet and exercise as a way to improve your life, not as a form of punishment. And in my opinion, life is way too short not to feel your best. And if you want to see how good you can feel, and by the way, you can feel completely different in 6 weeks. If you commit to this, then message me commit. I will see if I can sneak you in. Or you can, so you can message me commit on Instagram if you want to have a chat with me first at ESG Fitness, or just head to esgfitness.co.uk/commit. Without being too cheesy, if you commit to this fully, this can change your life. And it's up to you whether you decide to do that. Because my favorite quote, ready is not feeling, it's a decision. And you can decide that now I'm ready to change. Now I'm ready to do the things that I know are going to make me feel good. And I deserve that. And I'm going to leave you with this. Just a reminder that diet and exercise are there to improve your life and not act as a form of punishment. In fact, I would argue that it's self-love, self-improvement, self-respect, because you deserve it. And like I say, life is too short not to feel your best. And if you have already signed up to Commit 6 and you are someone who is starting today or you're uncommitted, I am so excited to show you how incredible you can feel.